exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back, folks. Hour number two here on the program. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, about survival and myself and yourselves and paying off our bills and so forth, how often now, more and more people that you do business with or that you sell to, what happens is they are paying you based on expectations with a check coming in the mail or a ledger account in their bank account. They're expecting either a pension check or expecting a some sort of Social Security payment, some sort of assistance payment, but they're expecting some sort of retirement or disability or whatever it is, you know, remuneration in their bank account. Now, it's about 50%. About one out of every two Americans is dependent to some extent on the transfer of these monies. Now, that was not the case 100 years ago. In fact, quite the contrary. 100 years ago, all things, I know, are not equal, and we're living in a different time, but the same basic truths apply here, folks. Don't let anyone kid you. America at that time and prior to it was a land of what is commonly referred to as rugged individualism. Rugged individualism did not mean individualism run rampant, a man an island unto himself, against neighbor, against family, against friends. Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. Those were times of strong family, strong unity within the family, and strong neighbors by and large. Old disputes happened, of course, over land, over deeds, and over claims, and all of that, particularly with the, you know, the expansion west and the admission into the union of all of the states and California and so on and so forth. But the reality of the matter is that there was no welfare state. There was no dependence upon the government, a central government. Can you see now why it is essential for the beast of Revelation, the synagogue of Satan, to use the mechanism of government paternalism, of government playing big daddy and big mama in order to entrap the whole world so that the whole world will have to accept the mark of the beast? To have to accept the mark of Cain and his seed line? You see now why? You see? Very subtle. Appealing to our base instincts, all of us. Nice to be able to have somebody take care of you, have the government take care of you, have the government provide, rather than you provide for yourself, rather than you depending on the Almighty. That's the way it is, my friends. That's exactly what these demons in shoe leather planned to do right from the beginning. They planned economic destruction so that they would come in as the rescuers. And as a result, not only the rescuers from economic depression, which they created, and war, which they created, but now the overseers, the big daddies, big mamas, and the caretakers of millions upon millions of Americans, until eventually all of the economy would be dependent upon what they do monetarily, or what they do financially, and what they do fiscally. That's why you have to control a corrupt money system in order to have a control over all of the people of the world. Now it becomes apparent, doesn't it, huh? Okay, we'll come right back with more after this.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
So now that we are in a state of turmoil, a state of near destruction, a state of economic calamity, it's called recovery, by the way, as we have been told for the last 5 years, it's a jobless recovery. A jobless recovery in which millions upon millions of jobs disappear over the course of a few years. But that's what recovery is all about. It's adjusting to the needs of our society and the current changes that take place in any civilized and growing, expanding economy. So, having said that nonsense, now you understand why the White House has issued its newest executive order, the National Defense Resources Preparedness Order. And this comes to us, we're told, from the Obama administration, from the WhiteHouse.gov. Executive order. It sounds about right. Listen to this. National Defense Resources Preparedness. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including the Defense Production Act of 1950 as amended, and sections of that act, United States Code, and as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the U.S., it is hereby ordered as follows. Part 1. Purpose, Policy, and Implementation. Section 101, the purpose of this order, delegates authorities and addresses national defense resource policies and programs under the Defense Production Act of 1950 as amended. Section 102, policy. The U.S. must have an industrial and technological base capable of meeting national defense requirements, capable of contributing to the technological superiority of its national defense equipment in peacetime and in times of national emergency. General functioning, Section 103, executive departments and agencies responsible by plans and programs relating to the national defense. Obviously, folks, this spells trouble. It says they shall, quote, one, identify requirements for the full spectrum of emergencies, including essential military and civilian demands. B, or two, assess an ongoing basis the capability of the domestic industrial and technological base to satisfy requirements in peacetime and times of national emergency, specifically evaluating the availability of the most critical resources and production resources, including subcontractors and suppliers, materials, skilled labor, and professional and technical personnel. So, with that assessment, then, obviously, what we have here is a government which can order up human resources, not just natural or physical resources, in times of an emergency. They can take doctors, they can take architects and so forth, and order them into specific demands that the government has made in these times of crisis. Number three, or C, be prepared in the event of potential threats to the security of the United States to take actions necessary to ensure the availability of adequate resources and production capability, including services and critical technology, the national defense requirement. It goes on and on and on. And this executive order follows on the footsteps of other executive orders from other presidents, such as Baby Bush. Baby Bush signed executive orders when he was in the Oval Office. And, of course, many of those, like Directive, I guess it was 51, basically said the same thing that we're reading now. The control of resources, the control of all capabilities and functions within the United States and the territories therein. Talks about loan guarantees, chemical and biological warfare control, control over every sector of this nation, from economic to political to land, water, all of these resources under the control of the federal government. Now, this is all under the auspices of protecting us against a threat. What kind of threat might that be? Would it be Al-Qaeda? I.e., El Mossad? Or would it be a domestic threat from the synagogue of Satan's most ardent enemies, the Edgar Steele Brigade, perhaps, meaning the American patriots, the real patriots, those that are anticipating warfare in the streets of America? Those are the questions we have yet to see the answers to. But nonetheless, this executive order that Obama, we're told, has signed affects all of those issues in numerous parts, including employment, including personnel, labor requirements. And the labor requirements are quite interesting. To collect and maintain data necessary to make a continuing appraisal of the national workforce needs for purposes of national defense, so that you would be subject to the whim and fancy of the federal government in the name of national defense, militarization of the nation. You see, it's one thing to say we're opposed to the draft, we won't go. But when the government decides it's time to control all of the entities in the United States, political, civil, everything, then, of course, your opportunity to be free is quite restricted. Then you'll find your freedoms have been snuffed out, regardless of whether there is a draft for foreign wars or not. So this comes to us from this past March, this executive order that is being circulated now with a number of sections. And we're told the order shall be implemented consistent with application law and subject to the availability of appropriations, which of course implies congressional approval. This order is not intended and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other personnel. These are the general provisions of the executive order. Now, just thought I would throw that into this discussion. With the economic situation growing worse in the United States, it is conceivable to imagine a threat to our national defense coming from the economy, or lack thereof, my friends. A lack of economic stability, as some would call it, and rioting in the streets. Now, what we're seeing happen with Greece, and what we've seen happen in Spain, and what we've seen happen in Italy, and we're going to see, we've even seen it in England to some extent. We've seen it with a number of nations, where even in America, we've seen the Occupy movement continue and yet fizzle to some extent. All of these things are like trial runs, you know, for what is to come during a time of great calamity. Time of great calamity would be when you have natural disasters on top of political and economic upheaval. These are the thoughts that I have been entertaining lately on the idea of a multifaceted approach to attacking all of us. And that could come in a variety of ways. So, it is best to be as prepared as you can. As you know, you hear all of the commercials all of the time here. Survival kits, survival plans, whatever. As long as you are able to see that this is not going to go on forever. This security blanket that we've all been given is going to be taken off of us. And then we'll be exposed naked to the world. That's what the end game is. That's what the end plan is. And that's what it's all about. So, having said all of that, we're up on the next break. And at this point, I will entertain the idea of feedback, questions and answers, or comments. Other topics as well are welcome. This is going to give you an opportunity to call in at 800-313-9443 if you wish to join in. If not, I'm going to keep on talking. You don't want that. By the way, we'll come back and mention that offer once again. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Okay, we're back, folks. 800-313-9443 is the number to call me, Rick Adams. Also, I wanted to mention again that book kit offer that I had made a few weeks back, and to which there has been some response. And as I said earlier, the only problem I have is when people have sent checks to us, they unfortunately do not always write legibly. So it is difficult to try to decipher cryptically their names and addresses. I would implore you to attempt to deal with that more effectively, more clearly, if you will. But what we're offering is the kit, which consists of not three, but four books, and all of them actually have come from Dr. Cass Ingram, Dr. Kasim Khalil. And the first one, of course, is The Real Truth About 9/11, written a number of years ago now, at least 4 or 5 years. And this book is entitled Wrongly Blamed, meaning the Muslims who were blamed for carrying out the attacks of 9/11, when we know it was world Jewry that did it. We can see it plainly now. The evidence is all there. Every day, evidence amounts once again to show you who the real criminals are that not only performed the evil of 9/11, but also taking our economy down, taking down the United States. It is not an Islamic conspiracy, much to the consternation of some out there. This book, Wrongly Blamed, over 400 pages, is basically very, very, very up-to-date, except for the latest studies and the latest points that we've made on these programs. So, You have that book that gives you the facts, that gives you the documentation about the fact that these people who were blamed for carrying out these attacks, at least seven of them were alive and well at the time of the attacks. You have all of the other definitive proof of the carrying out of the London bombings, what was going to happen next around the world, the USS Cole attacks, the plans of the Mossad carry out attacks on America and blame Islam for it because of the plan to go to war in the Middle East on behalf of Israel. So you have that book. You have the two other books, the volumes of The Magnificent Message, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, and they are essentially the translation of the Quran into modern American English so that people can know accurately what it does and does not say. Many false statements, as we've heard on these programs, have been stated regarding these alleged threats in the Quran. Well, you won't find them. You will find the writing to be very clear, very concise, and therefore you will have at your fingertips the means to expose those who are lying about these things. And then the fourth book we're throwing in is the book The Arabian Connection, which is subtitled, A Conspiracy Against Mankind, and tells you about the contributions to science, to arithmetic, to mathematics, to culture from that part of the world, which has been snuffed out of our awareness. All that, plus we're throwing in the $20 DVD of the actual televised documentary that I did with Thomas K. Kimmel, the grandson of Admiral Kimmel of Pearl Harbor fame. That two-hour program, that two-hour interview, was entitled World War II, Making the World Safe for Communism. That will be just thrown in if you want to accept the entire kit. And that's $30 plus $5 shipping, media mail here in the United States. And you can do it in a variety of ways, but essentially PayPal. You can go to PayPal if you have an account, click on send money to, and make it out to rick458@cox.net. That's R-I-C-K 458@cox.net, C-O-X.net. Or you can give us a buzz. If you don't have a computer, call our numbers here at RBN right now when Manny's on, 800-313-9443, and Manny will give you name and address to send your snail mail money to, for $35. But please, be legible. We appreciate that very kindly if you can do that. Now, we're up against the next break, so now when I come back, I'll have a full half hour to take your calls. Rose will be up first, and anyone else who wishes to contribute to the discussion that we've been having tonight, or should I say monologue, about financial and economic calamity and where it's coming from and how some have fought it head on and successfully. So you can do the same. We can do the same. We can resist the devil and make him flee from us. We can expose the unfruitful works of darkness, folks, just so you will have the full armament. And that's what you need, is the full armament, folks, the whole armor plate in these times of great deception, as we are beginning to see the end of this age of this world system. All right. But the best is yet to come. Remember that. Remember the silver lining behind that cloud cover. All right. It's time to take our break again to support our sponsors here at RBN. And when we come back, we will take your calls as well. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A
healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back, folks, in the last half hour of tonight's program, and we are going to go to our telephones now. I believe we have Rose up first. Hello, Rose. You're on the program. Do we have Rose?
Yeah, we do.
Rose still there? Hi, Rose.
I am here.
You know, Rose, my other name. Right.
Yeah, that's kind of the poem.
In Montana. How are things in
Montana? You know, Rick, they're okay. They're probably pretty much like any other place. However, here in Montana, things are a little bit more slowed down in certain areas. So, which is probably a good thing. Maybe we're not so wrapped up in keeping up with the Joneses as they are in other parts, at least where I'm in Montana. But I have, first I'd like to make a comment, and the second thing is I'd like to ask a question. My comment is, you know, I follow your program, and I love the protocols of the Learned Elders because it really helps me to see that what was determined in the past is happening in the present. Mm-hmm. And that also ties in with Scripture. And there was a program that I listened to. This particular one was on another network. But they were talking to a person who had worked for the CIA, a couple. And just not coercive. He didn't have, he was just strictly kind of a worker bee scientist type of person. But when asked the question, what would you do to avoid what is going on today? His wife made the comment that we need to deprogram our children. And that struck me really, really hard. And I think about Charlotte Isserby and the deliberate dumbing down of America.
Yes.
And I think about our children, and I see that with my own children.
Yes.
How do we deprogram them, you know, so that they hear, or at least are open to, what you people are saying?
Well, you know, may I just interject this? I know what you're referring to. Once they've been let out of the farm, you know, they've seen Paris and all of that. It's not like you're talking about starting a family and keeping everything close-knit and under your watchful eye from the beginning. But you're talking about, obviously, now they're growing. We have children. We have our families in schools and so forth. How do we protect them at that point is basically what you're saying. Is that what you mean?
Well, pretty much. However, I think it goes a little bit more than that. How do we teach them real history when they've learned false history if they've been in the public school program?
Well, we have a number of tools at our disposal now, audiovisual equipment, you know, that makes it easier to do that. There are a number of alternative and educational materials online, and certainly a number of our hosts recommend them, and publications. The American Free Press has a whole list of audiovisual DVDs and audio online as well that we can use in our homes to educate ourselves on our own monitors, our own television screens, and our own CDs and so forth, and iPads, whatever they use today, to try to instill a particular curriculum that we want our children to learn. That's one way of deprogramming them, I think, is to try to get your family together, number one. Get them to listen. Get them to listen. If they won't listen, it doesn't matter what you tell them, does it?
Well, that's probably very true.
That's the first step.
It seems to be true.
I had a fellow drive down, you know, by my place, by where I live, and he stopped, and, you know, he watches the TV program. He doesn't hear the radio program, but he watches the TV I do locally, and he says, you know, I mean, I've known you for years, Rick. I've seen your program, and you're right. I can't get my kids to listen to anything I say.
And that's
I know that. I know that. You're not going to be able to get them to listen if they're distracted by everything they see and hear on television, on radio, on, you know, the printed page, and particularly the influence of music today and influence of entertainment, so forth. I'm afraid you're going to have to just do what you have to do. You have to pray about it, do what you need to do, and just leave it in God's hands. You can't do more than that. You know, you can lead a horse to water, as the old expression.
Can't make him drink.
And they have to find out the hard way, unfortunately, and they will. They will find out the hard way, because right now they're in their comfort zone. They don't see the house of cards that's about to collapse, the kids.
No, they don't, because they think that we are trying to, it goes back to the whole conspiracy theory thing.
Right.
You know, they think that we're nuts. And you take them step by step. I have gotten them to understand vaccinations with my grandchildren, to kind of investigate that before they act. I've got them to start paying attention to what they eat. But the bigger picture is, why is all of this happening? And that's very, very difficult to instill, because they just don't really quite want to go all the way there.
Will they listen to you if you wish to communicate scriptures to them, or no?
We haven't tried the scripture yet, because actually, Rick, scripture, you know, I've started listening to your program, and And really, I'm kind of new to Scripture in the past
okay.
year.
Yeah.
I try to build myself up with it, but I haven't used it yet because I'm not comfortable there.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm too new.
You see, that's to me, that's the solution is to get...
It really is. Honestly,
to understand everything in this world is an ordered universe. It's not a chaotic universe. It's ordered.
I agree.
There's a mathematical formula in the Bible. We're discovering science will teach us that. That's why evolution is such nonsense. And it cannot be.
Yeah.
It defies logic. It defies math. It defies science. All of these things now are becoming apparent to people who seek the truth, that God is there, that he exists, that he created the universe, that we're accountable to him, and that what we're seeing now is his plan. His plan is unfolding no matter what. You know, if we know
right.
The truth will set us free. Free from what?
Yes.
Free
yes.
from what? That's
free from
what we have to understand.
Man's dominion.
Yep. Fear and all of the calamities of the age that people are frightened to death of because they don't know the key to life. They don't know what it's all about. And that's the safety. The real safety net has to be going first with your spiritual priorities, in my opinion. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't force that on anybody because I don't expect others to. Well,
you're not forcing it on me. I see it.
Right. You have to see it for yourself or not.
But I'm not learned enough. I'm new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But definitely, everything that I see happening, and then I go back to whether it's Revelations, whether it's Job, whether it's Jacob, I see it happening. And so for me, it is becoming extremely real. Because it is a scenario that is already written. You know,
right.
It's playing out.
Mm-hmm.
For my children, now, of course, that's a whole different scenario. And they grew up and they're willing to the beating the Joneses and the, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The latest fashions. Yep. The trends.
The latest fashions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The biggest truck. The nicest car.
Yep. These are the allurements of the flesh and of materialism that separates us from God, you see, separates us from the love of God and the truth that he offers. We become so self-engrossed with the things of this world system. And those are the things that these enemies of ours would love us to be entrapped by, and that's what they have this whole country entrapped on, debt, credit card.
You look on the Internet. When you pop up an Internet, you know, a web browser, what is the first thing that you see? You know, all of these distractions, all of these things that take you away from what's really happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But I think
you have helped me a lot to see that. I do have a question.
Sure.
And
what's
this
the question,
something though? That I'm trying to understand, and I'm not getting it. And I've asked Patriot friends of mine, and I don't get a satisfactory answer. What is the G20?
What is it, the G20?
The G20.
Well, that's the nation.
That supposedly is happening in Mexico this weekend.
Right, right. That is the summit that they're talking about. Just like you've heard of the G8 summit, you've heard of the 8 nations. We're talking about 20 nations that are gathered.
Okay.
And it's all about economic and political control worldwide. This is all about internationalism. It's all about globalism, and it's all about solving our problems globally. That's what it's all about. That's essentially, in a nutshell, without getting complicated, that's what it comes down to.
Okay. And then my confusion on this is that the Bilderbergs attracted so much attention, you know, but yet the G20, when you listen to another broadcaster on RBN, he's seeing military enforcement in Mexico. Why are they that, I guess, why are they that serious about the G20 and not that serious about Bilderberg? As far as enforcement.
Because they're under the influence of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations.
Under that, Kyle. Okay.
You know, okay. They direct this government, every administration since Woodrow Wilson, essentially, has been under their control and has been dominated by these interlocking groups and organizations that are controlled by them, by the Synagogue of Satan, through various front groups, you see. So they use the power of the elite, the powerful. These are the people we hear about and read about and never meet. But these are the ones that direct these administration efforts away from American interests into global interests, you see? Isn't that pretty clear to you, Rose?
Yeah, okay.
Instead of being concerned with America and America only and her own problems, we are now overextended so that we can be brought down as a nation into international politics, international militarism. And these are the things that always bring down a nation, a civilization. We're becoming Pax Americana, ancient Rome in modern times.
Absolutely.
That's what's being done to us by design. You know, I tell people I meet, it's all part of a plan. It's not an accident. It's not just happening.
No, it is no accident.
Plan that
is absolutely for sure.
Right. Exactly. All right, Rose, I have to move along, though.
Thank you so very much, Rick.
Good to hear from you, Rose. Thank you. Let me take Ken in Virginia now. Hello, Ken.
Yes, Rick. I don't ordinarily recommend the New York Times best reading list, but I heard an interview today with Edward Klein, author of the book The Amateur, which tells about the Obama White House. And this was an interview on a program of a friend of mine who happens to be a neocon, and the author is Edward Klein, has been an editor for Newsweek and the New York Times Review of Books. So he's a left winger. But the interesting thing that he brought out in this interview, which I didn't know about, was a tremendous influence that a woman by the name of Valerie Jarrett has on Obama, and the fact that she and Michelle really run Obama to an extent that most people don't realize. In fact, Valerie Jarrett and she also competes with Rahm Emanuel, but and has disagreed with him on a number of occasions. But in most of the instances, her view has prevailed, and she actually hired Michelle Obama back in her initial days, and so she has a tremendous background, and so it's of course it's not deep in the sense of understanding the world government movement, and it shows us Obama's shortcomings more as individual rather than his ideas. He does believe in redistribution of wealth and government control. There's no question about that. But it doesn't go into all the Bilderberg aspect. But I think I've read all the reviews, both positive and negative, in Amazon.com. I haven't read the book myself, but I think it would be an interesting. It's very easy to read, and the man has conducted a tremendous number of interviews, and so it's quite well documented. It's 250 pages. So I just invite your listeners to consider it. And as I say, the influence of Valerie Jarrett, which most people haven't heard of, and I hadn't heard of much before, who really is pretty much running Obama's moves, is very significant. And the fact that Michelle, who's is more popular than Obama is himself, she also is a very strong-minded woman, but she also is influenced by Valerie Jarrett. So I just thought I'd introduce that.
Yeah. Does this in any way sound like Eleanor Roosevelt and Mrs. Wilson to you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course, Of course, Eleanor, she was the wife of the president, but he had a Harry Hopkins. This Eleanor Gerard is sort of like Harry Hopkins, who was really running things back of both Eleanor and FDR.
Well, you know, I mean that is what Klein would want us to think, and I understand why, where he's coming from. But you know what it does, though? Think about it this way, Ken. It also distracts us from the powerful international Jewish Zionist influences that actually run the show and use others within these families to take a rap for them. So
yeah, I agree. I agree. That's true.
Yeah. So Ed Klein, you know, he's written about the Kennedys. He's written about all the others, so many books, and he's made a bundle off of that. But, you know, we have to remember one essential thing. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between candidate A or candidate B, and that's the important thing. All right?
This might be helpful in talking to some people who don't know anything, that's all.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I appreciate that, Ken. Thank you. All right, we have to take a quick break, folks, to wrap things up when we come back with Rick Adams Uncensored.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Well, all right, folks, we're back here in the final few minutes of tonight's program. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have a special rebroadcast, I think, of a great program that we have done. Not sure yet which one we're going to offer up, but we are going to offer up a rebroadcast to end the week, Friday broadcast of Rick Adams Uncensored. And maybe we should do the final program of the Protocols of Zion that we did weeks ago when we ended the series, just to refresh your memory. Those of you who don't subscribe to the archives, you're missing out. And that's why we think of you when we offer up programs that are rebroadcast, because if you're not subscribing, well, you're missing out on supporting us and also getting to hear these programs over and over again. And a lot of people do that, by the way, over and over again. One thing I wanted to end with tonight, though, was the fact that there is a interesting, column that's published on the Paul Daily, I think, or the Daily Paul, actually, concerning Ron Paul. And it was an article with all of the controversy about Ron Paul and speculation and him and Rand Paul and what's going to happen. Will there be blood at the convention? You know, I thought this column was interesting. Some secret truths about Ron Paul that very few know. And he mentions, this fellow, that Dr. Paul will be remembered for back at home in his district. And he does so much in stealth, that it's hard to keep up with him and just what exactly fills his day. And he mentions he does spend time here at home. And recently, you know, as has often been the case, you know, he has met with people, tried to work in his district in his waning days of his tenure in office, since he is no longer going to be running for Congress. But he points out that several times a year, Ron would go and get up very early in the morning, and he would go and get his youngest granddaughter. He would pick her up, and together they would drive 4 to 5 hours in heavy traffic in Houston, through this huge district, all the way to Houston International or Intercontinental Airport. And Paul lived approximately, 1.5 to 2 hours away, south of Houston. And so he would take his granddaughter, and he would drive all this way up to the airport, and on their way to greet American heroes, people that they interacted with, so on and so forth. But the point of the matter is that this individual is stating is things that I remember about Ron Paul was the things that he would do in stealth, that he would do to help people and support them individually, not in a sense of turning them up to the government, but trying to encourage them to be independent on their own and do the things that they could do for themselves rather than government doing it for them. So, folks, I just thought I would close on that. If you think about it, it's true. With all of the naysaying and all of the argumentation over the real Ron Paul, just look at what he's done in his past. Look at his track record and then judge him by that. All right, folks, we'll be pursuing this next week as well. Support us here at Rick Adams Uncensored with your prayers more than anything. Thank you all. Good night, and stay tuned for more on RepublicBroadcasting.org.